When the Bush administration launched Al Hurra Television 3 years ago, the idea was to boost America's image in the Arab world. U.S. officials were angry with the way Arab satellite networks covered American actions in the Middle East, and this Arabic language station was a way to fight back. But some U.S. lawmakers now say Al Hurra has made some serious missteps, and they want the news director fired. NPR's Michelle Kellerman explains why.
This is what Al Hurra, or the free one, sounds like to viewers in Egypt. On this day, the announcers lead off with the latest news from Israel. But some lawmakers say that if you had tuned in a few months back, you might have seen live coverage of a speech by the leader of Hezbollah, or interviews with members of Al-Qaeda and Hamas. Congressman Steve Rothman, a Democrat from New Jersey, is furious about this and is demanding that Al Hurra's news director, a non-Arabic speaker, be fired.
People in the Middle East and all over the world can tune into dozens and dozens of stations, television and radio stations, to hear terrorists calling death to Americans, death to Christians, and death to Jews. They don't need to come, and they shouldn't be able to come, to American taxpayer-funded Al Hurra TV station to hear the same thing.
Congressman Rothman says the station also devoted extensive coverage to a conference in Iran last December of Holocaust deniers. Two reporters have since been fired. Joachim Blaya, a member of the Broadcasting Board of Governors, which oversees the station, says Al Hurra's news director is trying to better train journalists and centralize editorial decisions.
We have established an assignment desk. There wasn't an assignment desk. That's where you originate, you monitor, and you flag material, you know, that it is received from correspondents in the field. Basically, that desk serves as an editorial gatekeeper.
Blaya says he didn't learn until well after the fact that Al Hurra had aired live coverage of a speech by the leader of Hezbollah and given voice to Holocaust deniers. He describes these as isolated incidents. But Congressman Rothman says when he confronted the station's news director, Larry Register, he didn't hear any admission of mistakes or serious thoughts about oversight.
There should be more transcripts in English a lot faster. Broadcasts should be archived. In this way, we can sort of keep track of what these people are doing in our name.
Though Larry Register would not be interviewed for this report, the Broadcasting Board member, Blaya, says he's open to suggestions.
I'm all for transparency. Remember, whatever we do, we are putting it on the air. So this is not a clandestine operation. And I'm all for putting it on the Internet. Some of them have requested translations. I'm for that as well. The problem with those issues is, where's the funding coming from?
Blaya says Al Hurra is in a tough media environment, trying to compete with Al Jazeera and Al Arabiya. He thinks the station is gaining traction. At least that's the message he came away with from his latest trip to the Middle East. But Bill Rue, a retired Foreign Service officer who spent much of his career in public diplomacy, has a very different impression of the station.
The quality of the programming is pretty bad. Is just not competitive. It started with a big fanfare, and the audience in the Arab world expected that it was going to be wonderful because America is so good at doing broadcasting that they thought it would be terrific, and they took one look at it and decided it wasn't worth watching.
Al Hurra is supposed to be airing views about human rights, the role of women, and democracy. But Rue says the station actually shies away from that and often airs subtitled documentaries that have little appeal to the region or talk shows without exciting guests. He thinks it's time for the State Department to give Al Hurra some clear direction, something members of Congress say is long overdue. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.